What's going on, good people? Welcome to Speak Your Success in the Morning. We're here with another Monday episode and excited to be here with you. And y'all, we got a phenomenal show for you, and we're going to get into it right after this intro. What's going on, good people? What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success in the Morning. Y'all, today is Monday, November 10th, 2025. And y'all already know it's a great day to be alive. If this is your first time joining us, you can always expect us to cover a few things, hitting on a little bit of culture, hitting on a little bit of sports, giving you some news. But you always know we're going to give you the three E's: education, entertainment, and empowerment. And with that, we're going to go ahead and transition right into our Straight from the Source segment. And this morning, we're going to be in the book of Joshua. In this book, the more I read this text, the more it really encourages me. It's one of those verses that people always go to. And this is Joshua chapter 1. And we're going to start with verse 9. And the verse is, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and be courageous? Do not be terrified nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And this is one of those verses, like I said, you know, people can pin it here, pin it there. And it's one of those things where it's like, oh, that's encouraging. That's encouraging. But the part I really want you to think about is, well, what's the context of the verse, right? Because, I mean, we can try to give somebody an encouraging word. But if somebody just lost a family member and they're leaving a funeral, then that might not apply best there, right? Or maybe, you know, you just lost a game or something like that, and then somebody tells you you can do everything in your power, leaning into the Lord. It's like, wait, whoa. Yeah, I know I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me, but at the same time, we just lost a game. Like, where's the empathy? What are you feeling? What are you thinking when you tell me this text? So what I want to do is just share with you a little bit of the context of this particular verse, right? So in verse one of Joshua 1, what takes place is Joshua. So it says, "Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, my servant Moses has died." My servant Moses is dead, right? "So now arise and cross the Jordan with all of these people in the land that I am giving to you and giving to them, the sons of Israel." So now let's look at the context. So 8 verses up, Joshua's leader, right? Joshua's mentor, somebody that he was following, has just died. And Joshua was seeing God speak to Moses. And then now 8 verses down, now we see, "Have I not commanded you to be strong and be courageous, and don't be terrified nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go?" Y'all, in this text, what we're learning is, first and foremost, that Joshua was second in command, right? Joshua was following behind Moses, but now the top dog is out. And now for Joshua, it's next man up. So there are things that we really want to consider in this text, and there are other things that we want to see. And the first thing is that the Lord called him to be strong and courageous. And the Lord called Joshua to be strong and courageous because he's about to now be forced to lead the Israelites into a new land full of challenges. And we can only imagine that these are so many different personalities that he's leading. These are people that, you know, he might not have learned that much or learned the best because Moses was leading previously. So the first thing is, God commanded him, be strong and courageous. Yeah, I know your leader Moses died, but I want you to be strong and courageous. The other thing is, we want to focus on the reason, right? The basis for the command is God's promise. "And for the Lord, your God, to be with you wherever you go." So this gives Joshua assurance. Anybody out there need some assurance today? right? Despite what happened before, despite who was leading you before, but the assurance that the presence of God is meant to be the foundation of Joshua's courage. It's not based on what Moses taught him. It's not that, you know, Moses is going to speak to him and he's going to be able to lean on the things that, you know, that he feels Moses telling. No. God's presence is his assurance, right? But the part is the application, that the promise isn't that followers won't face hardship, but it's that God's presence is guaranteed for ultimate victory and strength. Even when things seem difficult or even slow or not happening at the pace that he desires them, it calls for a few things. It calls for obedience. It calls for faith. And not even relying on his own power, but on God's power. I want to walk this back for a second, because I know that in 2025, and when we look up, some people can be telling us that though you follow the promise or the purpose that God has for your life, you shouldn't face hardship. You shouldn't face struggle. That's not true. Or as the young people say, that's cap, right? That's definitely cap. Although when you do follow the way that God has led you and is leading you, doors will be open, right? There will be a level of work required, but it might not be to the extent or to the vigor that it would be if you're going the opposite or against the promise of God, like we learned about Jonah in the past. But what I want you to know is, would you rather, I want to propose this question to you. Would you rather go with the grain, as you know God is with you, his presence is following you, he's speaking to you, he's telling you where to go, he's telling you what to do, or would you rather go opposite, to where you're not sure if he's leading you, it's up in the air, it's debatable? You want to go where the presence of God is, right? So the biggest takeaway I have for us today, for you, for me, for us, is really getting down to the nitty-gritty, all right? And the biggest takeaway is that this verse ultimately serves as a powerful reminder to face fears, to face uncertainties with your faith, to know that God is always present in every situation. The word says he never sleeps or slumbers on our problems and our worries, right? So knowing and understanding that, this should empower you, me, us to act with strength, to act with courage. And y'all, just think, just like the verse says, or just like the text says in the Bible says, that if he cares and if he feeds the sparrows, how much more does he care for us? Right? Like, really think about that. If he makes sure the birds of the air are fed, how much more? How much more does he care for you, for me, for us? Family, be encouraged today. Be strong and be courageous today. And family, go ahead. If you're enjoying this content, make sure you hit that thumbs up so YouTube knows that you're rocking with us, that you're rolling with us. And also make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode here on Speaker Success in the Morning. We're going to get back to the show after this quick commercial break. Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves the very best. Welcome back, family. Speak your success in the morning. Wake up. I was looking
for my TV show. I mean, looking for my news channel. Let's get myself set.
Man.
Good morning.
Producer Brick going to watch that news. Good morning. How you feeling?
Good. I'm feeling good. How are you, Jonathan?
That's what's up. I'm cool, man. I went to bed at like 9:48 last night.
I love that for you.
Man, I love that for me too. Okay.
Come on, sleep.
I think I overslept, but I'm good.
Good.
What'd
you have for dinner?
Oh, man. So last night we went to a kitty birthday party and I had some of that kitty food.
Kitty birthday. Okay.
Interesting. It was like, I ate in the day, but then I ended the night with a chicken salad situation.
Okay.
Like a salad with chicken on it. Cause I know how you be.
Like a chicken Caesar.
No. It was leafy greens with some chicken. There was no Caesar dressing.
Just like a spring mix. Okay, got you.
There we go. Yeah. So I had some of that, and it was good. Got into bed early.
Lovely.
Was sipping some Bengal spice tea.
Okay.
Folding some clothes. Yeah. What about you? What you had for dinner last night?
Spaghetti. I was craving it, so I made it. Love spaghetti.
Okay. You did it. I think you typically, when you do it, you do like your whole, like you do your marinara sauce or your spaghetti sauce. You make it.
I make it. Yeah, I don't use jarred sauce.
Every time you make it.
Every time. It's not hard.
How much longer does that take?
I don't know.
Extra 20?
Maybe 30.
Okay.
It's better.
I'm not doubting it.
Get two cans of whole peeled tomatoes. Because I do mine with ground pork and ground beef. So put that in there, onion, garlic, then I put in the two cans of two cans of the tomatoes. And then you kind of let them simmer a little bit. And then you smash them. It becomes sauce. Salt and tomatoes go hand in hand. So you got to salt that thing up. And then all your flavors, it comes in, season it up, taste it, season it again. And then just let it, let the sauce boil and not boil, but, simmer. And then I'm ready.
Man, tomatoes are such a resilient plant, Britt. I have not done anything with them tomato plants in the back of my yard. And they keep growing tomatoes. I'm like, oh my God.
Well, dang, bring me some tomatoes.
Nah.
You don't know what to do with them?
Okay, I will bring you some tomatoes, but I'm going to tell you this caveat on the front end. Do not judge the tomatoes, because when you grow them out the ground, they look different from in the store. That's all I'm saying. I'm just putting that caveat out there, because if I bring tomatoes and you look at me side eye, I'm going to throw them at you like you're performing.
Boo,
at a show.
Tomato.
Let them things fly. But yeah, so we got some tomato, because I cut up one of those on top of my salad last night too.
Okay, but nice. Is anything else growing in the garden?
Weeds.
Or just a tomato.
Yeah, we got some weeds. the weeds ain't in the garden, but they're growing in the grass. I'm like, bro, this is crazy. I put on the little shoes with the spikes in them, and I walked around and irrigated the yard, and I'm like, bro. How do you keep these weeds out of here? I've sprayed the grass. I've mowed the grass. But it's like, no matter what you do, your neighbors next door to you, though, even if they may or may not cut their weeds, then sometimes they can come over to my yard. So I'm like, bro, what do you do? I'm not a fan. But what I am a fan of.
Okay, what you got?
Is the Vince Staples Show. Okay. Watched about 5 episodes this week.
Oh, gosh.
Watched about 5 episodes, Britt. Worked about 5 episodes. And this season is giving Atlanta.
What's it giving?
Like season 2 or season 3. Yeah. It's giving to where you have to like think, like you're watching
think.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. It requires you to think. So I'm going to research some articles today and I'm going to be like, what was he saying in this one? Because I kind of grasp it.
One of those messages behind the message things.
There's definitely message. Are you going to watch the show or not?
Yeah, I watched the last season.
Oh, okay. Well, I ain't going to say nothing. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
It doesn't mean anything to me, but okay.
this past weekend, I tuned into not a new podcast, but a different podcast than I usually listen to. I was listening to The Shop. I think it was a new episode with Wale, Jamal Crawford, Lil Rel, Kev on stage, and they're talking about purpose.
Okay.
And they're just talking about how, one for Wale, I was like, this is so weird. Because Wale, he stays in LA, but he don't like LA. DC. He said New York. He's talking about like the studios. I'm like, wait.
He's a DC guy. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know, but why do you stay in LA? But
work?
Well, I mean, Yeah.
Work. Yeah. Most but of the stars have to stay in LA at work unless you flying a jet, so. Flying a plane, going back and forth.
Vroom, vroom. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you know, just hearing them, and the more I keep hearing people talk about it, I feel like we've talked about it too. But like, it's like for me personally, it makes me wanna like rush the, like at times I've wanted to rush the process, but then I feel like I've gotten more patient and also realized that like where I'm supposed to, even though this sounds so cliche, Britt.
Okay.
Even though where I am, I know this is right where I'm supposed to be. Right. Mm-hmm. Like I've spoke the thing. I was like, I want to build a production company. I want to, you know, be able to do this. Uh-huh. And then what happened? And then what does God give me? God opens my eyes to a job that I'm working, to where I'm working an audio board, to where I have the freedom to be able to hop on cameras and look at that.
Yeah.
To where I also have the ability to learn a switcher and I don't have to pay for none of this stuff.
Hey, amen.
But every once in a while though, do you ever get like impatient? Like, but I want this. But then it comes in a different package. Like, wait, no. I didn't ask for that. I asked for the production company. I didn't ask for a job. You ever get like that, bro?
Yeah, but I think, you know, I think it's part of the process. Obviously, like I always, like with my whole situation, I'm kind of like, you know, I want to do the content creation, but it literally is a full-time job. And I already have a full-time job. And then I do this. And then we do the production company. And so it's like, yeah, those are all opportunities for me to do content creation. And so, you know, sometimes my prayers are, Lord, you know, give me the tools that I need to do the content creation. And then I step back, I look around, and it's like, well, I have everything. And now it's like,
Toys R Us. Okay.
It's on you. Like, it's on you, Brittany. And so it's like, all right, Lord, you know, so... It's on me because, yeah, I just want to do straight content creation, go out, do interviews, and go to sleep at night. But, you know, God's like, okay, well, I'm not going to do everything for you. You know, you got to put in some of the work, too. And so, you know, with you saying, you know, I want to do a production company, it's like, well, Jonathan, I'm giving you all the tools you need to do the production company.
Produce them.
Well, it's like I'm giving you the tools so you can learn everything on the back end for the production company. And it's like, well, I guess I need to learn what a production company is about instead of just looking at it online. Because now it's like, well, now you're Jonathan the producer. Now you're Sunday and Wednesday. You know how to do all the things that you know that you just mentioned. And you know, and you're continuing to learn and grow in that field. So it's like, it'll be easy for you to talk through it when you want when you have the production company or when you're talking to clients and things that this, that, and the third. For me, it's Brittany, you just gotta stop being lazy. You got a camera.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, daily struggle. Like,
that's real.
Talk about having wanting everything that you want, and then like it's right there in front of you, and all you have to do is stay consistent, because we are on each other, and hey, we gotta do the show, hey, da, 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 you know, and yeah, you have my back when I'm not here, but it's like it's all about consistency, and it's not about, you know, oh, is it perfect once you put it out? Just put it out. Gotta stay consistent. It'll get better over time, which I'm beginning to understand a little bit more, but I'm still not as comfortable as I want to be with just throwing videos up of myself randomly. So. So it does happen to me. It happens to me every single day, because it's like, well, I could go to work and do day in the life of a media producer, or I could start in the morning, hey, day in the life of a podcaster. Or, you know, there's so many angles.
Got the content coming out your ears. And I mean, you know, one thing I was just going to just piggyback on what you said, like just about it not being perfect, Britt, because, you know, we sit and we've talked strategy. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about what's going to get the most engagement. We talked about, you know, at least on my side, improving the cameras, getting this. Like, Britt, one of the clips we put out last week when my camera was not focused, I didn't even tag you for collaboration. I didn't tag myself for collaboration. It got the most engagement just straight off the content. It got like 16 likes on Instagram. Mm. And you know that for, yeah, I was like, what? And I was like, what in the world? I said, why is this doing, you know, doing numbers in a sense? But I wonder what you were talking about. That was the one when you just was sharing how you felt about self-checkout. You was like, oh, nah, the self-checkout, nah, if I got one item, if I got two items, I'm going through self-checkout and they're going to work.
Did it yesterday.
People was feeling that. People was really vibing with that. So, you know, that's really what it comes down to. Like, looking at it, and one thing that, one quote I heard T.D. Jake said when he was doing an interview with Stephen Furtick, he said that, you know, so often we pray and we ask God for tables, but God don't make tables. Right. God gives you trees.
Make your own table.
Make your own. And people always talk about, you know, what do I bring to the table? What if you bring the table? That's a different type of conversation. But I mean, like, that's the reality of it. Like, because we, you know, people have big dreams and big goals and big aspirations. And, you know, God will begin to put people in your life. Because, like, where we are now, Britt, like, 3 years ago, I didn't know you. 3 years ago, I was a dude behind a camera or in front of the camera, and I just had a camera, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't know the technical talk. I didn't have the technical language. But then I was still putting out episodes. I was still putting out content. I was still just doing whatever, right? But since we got connected, since we teamed up, you know, you got the technical lingo. You got the technical talk. You trained. You know, you've done this at a high level. And then I'm like, hey, Britt, I don't know the tech talk. Help your boy out.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what a producer did.
It's always funny. So Jonathan has done, he's been a TED Talk speaker, and I have produced a TED Talk. And so we're in the same room, you know, most of the time at work, and people go, hey, Brent, I've produced a TED Talk before. And then Jonathan will say, well, I've spoke at 2 TED Talks. And they're like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, oh,
What did you talk about?
And I'm like, the producer. I learned early in my career, which is why I let it roll off, is that, you know, you're media and you're media for a reason, and no one is supposed to give you your flowers. It's just part of the job. You're not going to be recognized, and that's just what it is. Because it's like, oh, you produced it. Seems cool. Next. And it's like,
oh, you produced it. I don't know exactly what that means. But this is the part for me. So it's two sides to it, right? So you said media is supposed to be incognito, right? Mm-hmm. And for me, I was always forward facing, right? Mm-hmm. So I've, you know, spoken on the stages, and I'm used to getting the immediate or the instant gratification after, you know, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But Britt, I'm learning now the other side, and it's very humbling.
But y'all
are wild out there. If you don't know, if you've ever been to a service, a concert, a show, a presentation of any sort, it's cute for the person that steps up on the stage and does the presenting, right? Mm-hmm. They can be the best presenter in the world, but give them a headset and give them some notes or an iPad and tell them, okay, run the show. What's the show notes? What's the flow of the show? Right. That's a different ball game. Mm-hmm. So if y'all ever happen to see the people at your church who work in media, they're the producers, or they produce a show or whatever it is, just thank them, because they got 17 screens in the back. They're making sure that the stuff runs on time. So when you get there to your show and that the performer goes on time and then they end on time. Yeah. So just thank the people in media. Thank the people with the headsets that you see running around, and they might be looking crazy. Right. Because they really, like, they putting in work for real. Like, for real.
Keep in mind that we are there hours before the program even starts. And it's like, okay, well, the concert starts at 8. Well, we're here, like, at 5 o'clock. Like, we've been here and then prepping all week and doing this and doing that. So it's like,
if not longer, depending on the event.
Depending on the event, might be for the year. Yeah.
Could be months in advance. So, yeah, y'all. Yeah. So, you know, when you see your people running around, man, just say thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Catch them. And you know, it's good to hear it. You know, people just randomly walk up to us and say thank you for your service, and it's Thank you for serving. It's funny because it's like, well, Jonathan and I were full time staff, and so
we work here.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Right. Thank you for coming. How about that?
That's like one of those crazy things. Kind of like when you see a chef, you don't know what's happening in the kitchen. That could be burning the whole kitchen down. Mm-hmm. But then you see him just come out to serve with the plate. Hey. So, yeah, man. But
purpose. So what else did they talk about on the podcast?
So they talked to Jamal Crawford, right? And you know Jamal Crawford, we know him as the sixth man. Mm-hmm. But if I asked you before who was like one of the most notable six mans, I don't know if we'd be able to name anybody, honestly. So they talked about him, you know, with the level of experience that he had coming in, redefining that role, right? And he really talked about humility and, you know, just being able to lean in. But so I'm jumping interviews. I'm jumping interviews. Okay, so that was a cool conversation.
Okay,
but
cool.
But one conversation I really enjoy. I've been listening to Dr. Joel Tubman, and he is the gentleman who was second in command at the Potter's House. Then transitioned to a different church, and then he was in some headlines because he got let go of that church. But nobody knew why. Right? Nobody knew why. But listening to Brittany, listening to his story,
we still don't know why.
I haven't heard the complete story on it, like just in terms of all the information, because I've heard hearsay from both sides, so we don't 100% know
hearsay,
why.
Don't stand up in court. All right, let's go.
That's what I'm saying. But hearing his story, and he talked about now he is 48 years old, and he said for 43 years of his life, he did not know who he was. 5 years, Brittany, yet? You over there doing quiet math is crazy. Oh, wait, 1, 2, 3. Let me get the number. Carry the.
Okay. Yeah. 5. So at 5, are we in kindergarten at 5? Or are we start kindergarten at 6? 5 or 6.
Girl, get out of here. Okay, so look.
he doesn't know who he is since he was 5. Do you have the mind to think like that? Anyways, go ahead. Because he put out.
We're getting back to purpose. Yeah. Okay. So he was just talking about as a man, he said, we get so caught up in doing. Right. I do this for this person. I look out for that person. You know, so we provide for our family and the people around us and those that we love based on what we're doing. But he was like, we don't never take the time to know who we are.
Do you feel like that? Because you a man? Do you feel like that?
I feel like I don't want to say more aware, but I feel like based on me and my relationship with therapy, I feel like I know who I am, and I feel like when I'm doing versus, you know, me operating and being who I am, like what I enjoy doing, the life I live, because I legitimately enjoy my life, like exactly how it is right now. Yeah. But in the interview, he said he had a conversation with Bishop Jakes, and Bishop Jakes was like, I love my life. You know, he talks. But then Joe looked down and he asked him the same question. He was like, I can't say the same thing. Imagine that, Brittany. Imagine like living.
I mean, I feel like everyone goes through that. Like, do you have some moments in your life and you're like, dang, life just sucks right now. I don't like it. Like, I don't like the direction.
Though.
Huh?
No. Go ahead.
He's felt like that his whole life?
I don't know if it was his whole life, but
since
I think
he was
it
5?
Oh my goodness. No, I'm not saying that. just from what he shared.
Since you've been
5, you've been out here just struggling.
Where your mom? Oh, where your daddy at?
Not since you've been 5. That's crazy.
Been out on his own since he was 5. Crazy.
Oh man.
No, but he said what?
No. Go. You go.
No, I just think it happens to everyone. You have a moment in your life when you're just like, man, life just sucks right now. What, you know? What you got for me, Lord? And you know, you just go through it. I feel like, you know, it could just be a phase. It can be a phase, and you can have multiple phases. That's true.
Our family currently watching and currently listening. I want y'all to comment, drop something in the chat. Like, do you feel you identify what your purpose is in life? I know it's a deep question, but I mean, a lot of us have identified.
Have you ever read, on earth am I here for?
Who's that by?
That's a good, that's by, what's right here. Rick Warren.
Oh, so he's the same author that wrote The Purpose Given Life?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, he's same author.
Purpose Driven Life.
Yeah. Purpose Driven Life. I have not read that one, but I've read a little bit of A Man's Search for Meaning. Wow. That's one of them deep ones.
That's a deep man book.
Yeah, that's one of them. That's one of them deep ones written by Viktor Frankl. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's one of the books you hear people mention from time to time. Yeah. But would you say you've identified what your purpose is in life?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You want to share with us, or you gonna keep a secret?
I mean,
you keep close to chest. You keep close to chest.
I guess I'll just keep it close to my chest because I mean, me saying like, oh, you know, somebody asked me pretty much your purpose in life. I'm like, media. I just want to teach everybody media.
And keep God first.
Keep God first. Yeah, me is like, I feel like my purpose is slowly but surely, like I've always had the, you know, thought of mentoring. At first, you know, I told you a while ago, you know, I would love to mentor like senior high school going into college girls. But, you know, it's crazy because I manage and mentor two boys and they're in college and it's like, okay, I like this. So I don't know if I would do a mix because I haven't had the opportunity to have another girl on the team. It's just me and three men. So it seems like I maybe I like that, but I don't know. Maybe a girl would be a challenge. I would love that challenge. You know, like y'all are pretty easy. So it's like, all right, you know, is there anything else or do I just stay this course and go with, you know, do I mentor boys? I don't know. You know, it's kind of like that whole like coach, girl coach, but he's a man, you know, but actually that's different. But yeah, so I don't know. I just feel like part of my purpose would be to mentor in media, and I express that to upper management. So
I like it.
I like it.
That's cool, man. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Cause I was watching a Michael Jr. special the other day, or it's a program, and he asked that, like, there's like, what's the problem, you know, that you want to solve, like this on your heart, you got put on your heart. Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking, and mine is, or at least is one part of it, but helping young men, like really pouring into young men, you know, helping them be prepared for life. Not necessarily, of course, at one point I was like, oh yeah, for business. But now I'm realizing that, you know, after working with people in that community that I had, the Get Paid Podcast community, and realizing that you can start out teaching somebody one thing about whatever it is, right? Media, business, whatever. But as you're going through these stages and these weeks and these months, people are going to go through life.
Mm-hmm.
And Britt, man, when I tell you in that group for what, that 3 years, 2-3 years I had that community, people lost family members. They lost mothers. I even lost a member of the community. Jeez. And I was like, oh my God.
Jeez. How do you deal with that?
It hit me. Because this was a young lady, like, she was in the hospital. She's like, John, I'm working on this. I'm going to get this done. I'm going to send this off. And her husband was like, hey, just want to let you know she really enjoyed this community, but she passed on. And Britt, I didn't know how to deal with it. I didn't know how. Like, that day we had a call. That day we still had a call. And I was like, oh. It hit different, man. It hit different. So, and actually, it really brought it, like, us having this conversation really brought that back to memory. Mm-hmm. But you know, just like, oh wow, came full circle back to the shop conversation, because I actually talked about, you know, the loss of a family member and like taking that time to mourn, taking that time to mourn, because if you don't take that time, Lil Rel said that he knows somebody that they lost a family member, they kept on moving, kept on getting around, kept on just doing whatever they had to do.
Mm-hmm.
25 years later, now it's still like it's fresh. Right. Like, ooh, they haven't taken that time and haven't dealt with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I took a little bit of time. I prayed about it. You know, I shared it with the community and I shared just like what the husband said, because I'm sure that's how she would have wanted to be remembered. And, you know, I'm keeping her close to chest, close to heart, because, you know, it happened for me while I was operating in, you know, what I felt was my purpose, at least for that season.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she made an impact on me. So
lovely. Lovely. Yeah. Okay, guys. Yeah. So before our last 15 minutes, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we will be right back. More Speak Your Success in the morning.
Are you a budding entrepreneur looking to set your business up for success? Profit Mode is here to help you navigate your entrepreneurial journey with expert education and services. From tax planning and bookkeeping to selecting the right business structure, Profit Mode has you covered. They'll even educate you on how to properly set up your business for building credit so you can grow with confidence. Profit Mode's mission is to provide you with the tools and guidance you need to establish a solid foundation for your business. Whether you're just getting started or you're ready to take the next step, we're here to support your goals. Let Profit Mode help you turn that entrepreneurial dream into a reality with the knowledge and services to back it up. Your success starts with the right foundation. Contact Profit Mode today to get started.
Oh,
what's going on? What's going on? What's going on, fam? Oh, we everywhere. We everywhere. We coming at you all angles. We coming at you 5 days of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6 a.m. Central Standard to 7 a.m. Central Standard. We everywhere. But we right here at the same time. Welcome back to Speaking Success in the Morning. If you have not hit that subscribe button, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. Because y'all know y'all like waking up with us in the morning. Stop playing. Stop dating us, okay?
Oh.
And go ahead and let's go together, okay? Speaking Success in the Morning.
Let's go subscribe together. So, okay, back, we're getting off spooky season. We're in, you know, we're going into Christmas. I'm skipping over Thanksgiving.
I was about to say, how you going to just skip over soul food? Soul Plane.
What
I couldn't think of no other Thanksgiving movie.
Yeah, because Mariah Carey, she done thawed out. She did her It's Time video. So, you know,
Mariah
what
Carey
is the...
What?
That's what she'd be doing on the video. She'd be thawed out. So, yeah. What are some Jones family holiday traditions? What y'all be doing over there? Now you got two kids.
Man. Yeah. So, for us, we're still learning through it. Still learning through it because... Okay. Because by time it's November, Thanksgiving, I'm looking at Gabby. She looking at me. And ain't nobody over here trying to cook. So, what we have done in the past.
Go? You said what?
My family is like 7 hours away, 8 hours away. So, the typical tradition is on the Jones side is we all go to one of the siblings' house from my late grandmother. And then, you know, everybody brings something. And
oh, y'all do potluck
big old
style.
Situation. Big old situation, Brit.
Really?
Biggest pot of gumbo you can see. Got the crab in there with the little claw hanging out.
And you don't
got
drop
yam
that.
Stuffing.
That's crazy.
8 hours.
It'd be all right.
Make it 16 driving back.
You drive
when
the whole
both
time?
Of them. It, either way, I'm just doing the math. I'm saying 16 total hours.
We
shared a driving time, but either way, like that's intense. And then when you got babies, they're not gonna be asleep the whole time. So
yeah,
one of the babies
I
gonna
know.
Be crying.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Somebody
you don't.
Gonna get knocked out with some Benadryl because
so yeah. So I mean that's one of the biggest traditions, you know, for Thanksgiving at least, you know, getting all together and then we get around in a circle and then there is somewhat of like a little program. One of the siblings starts singing. Then everybody else chime in, and then we pray. Yeah. And of course, the Bayou Classic is a Thanksgiving tradition because then about half the family would go, because half is for Grambling, half is for Southern. So after they eat, head down to New Orleans, get ready for that Bayou Classic. What about y'all? What y'all doing over there for the Thanksgiving tradition?
I would say like growing up when I was little, we used to just go to somebody's house and they would just host, and you know we just have a good time. But now that most of my family is in St. Louis and I have some here as well. So it's just one of those, hey, we going to grandpa's? Are we going to, not even grandpa's. I would say, are we going to Aunt Val's house, Uncle Darrell's house? Are we going over there?
You got an Aunt Val? Gabby got an Aunt Val.
Okay. My Aunt Val, she was a teacher, a principal. And
okay. Academia.
Yeah. And so, so that or... We going to my mom's cousin. Well, I mean, my cousin too, but my mom's age cousin. And then it's like, are we doing that? So it's kind of just house hopping or everyone just at one house. But my mother always cooks no matter what.
Yeah, just to
make sure, just make sure we always got food at home. Even though I live here by myself. It's like, Brittany, do you cook? I do cook, but I like cooking for New Year's. My holidays, I ain't nobody coming over here. So, yeah, I'm not cooking nothing.
Wait, for New Year's, are you the black eyed peas and the cabbage?
Yeah, I do all cooking? Of it. Yeah.
Is there something else that goes with that, or is it black eyed peas and cabbage?
I do fried pork chops, black eyed peas, greens, soul food edition. Cornbread. Did I do mac and cheese last time? I don't know if I did mac and cheese last time because I think I just wanted it. But yeah, I do my little my new New Year's dinner. Okay.
Happy New Year. Okay. Yeah. Bringing in the year with some cheer. What's the favorite dish that you have that your mom cooks?
Ooh, mac and cheese. Easy.
Really?
My mama mac and cheese is off the chain. Okay. Off the chain.
She put lobster in it? No, I'm joking. You don't do that when you're cooking for a ton of people. Yeah, that's a joke.
No. One of my favorite dishes around holiday season is chicken spaghetti. I love chicken spaghetti.
Your mom cooked that too?
My mom or my grandma.
Chicken spaghetti. Is the recipe passed down?
Yeah, my grandma gave it to me. Too?
Ooh.
Yeah, I had to call her one day. I was like, Grandma, give me
I was about to say, when you cook it, does it taste the same?
Yeah.
Getting it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. We can all cook.
I'm not doubting. Yeah, I'm just asking.
We can all throw down. It don't matter. Or I love some green beans, you know, with that hog in there, with that bacon.
Oink, oink.
Mm-hmm. I know everybody trying to be healthy, put that turkey meat in there. No, put that pork in there, baby.
Put that pork in there.
Speaking of pork and turkey, I went to the store yesterday and
How much turkey's going for?
I don't know. I didn't look at that because I ain't that grown yet. I ain't bought no turkey. So I'm not doing that. But I was going to buy some turkey necks because I was going to make red beans and rice. And I put turkey necks in my red beans and rice.
Okay.
And so
I
was like, okay, let me go get the turkey necks. Now, turkey necks used to be $5.58, $6. Okay.
Sound about right.
Sounded now they
right.
$15. And I was
Y'all have lost. What type of turkey is that?
I told Marche yesterday, I said, you better find some turkeys and I'll cut their neck myself. Because I'm not doing it. I'm not doing that. I wanted to freeze them and put them in. I'm a slice his neck myself. Okay.
The way
the food prices are going up. I need to just find a chicken and do it myself, okay? Find my own chicken, skin that mug, take them feathers out, pluck them, and yeah. Or I'm gonna have to start doing, what the TikTok people be doing. They buy the whole chicken and then they slice the chicken up. Yeah, they slice it up and then they freeze it and then, you know, you get all your meat from one chicken. And I'm like, that's looking like the better option because $15 for turkey necks. And Shay was like, well, how many in there? I'm like, 3 to 4.
Oh, no. Okay.
$15.
They lost their mind.
Yeah, I said, thank God the beans are still $2, $2.50. And, you know, I never run out of rice. So I always got rice. But I was like, dang, I just wanted my little meal. But I went ahead and made... my spaghetti because I was craving that. So.
Oh, God.
Yeah, just horrible.
I almost lost myself, Brittany.
And then I was like I said, I do ground pork and ground beef. And, you know, I'm used to the beef price being like $8 now, even though it used to not be that. But the ground pork, I was like, there's no shortage of pigs. We should not be raising the price on ground pork. Then on top of that, y'all be thinking pork is the lowest of the lowest, so keep the price low. Okay, keep the price low. But it used to be $3.99 and not a mug $5.99. And it's like, well, Brittany's not that big of a difference. When you add it all up together, it is.
Yeah, it is. When you start scalping the price on everything, yes it is.
Okay.
Yes it is. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you get the beans and the rice for the same price, but man, them turkey, I don't even want to see the price of them turkeys. Luckily, here in our local community, here in Lancaster, They do an event right at the little community center. You roll up, you bowl, you knock cup pins down, they give you a whole turkey. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm coming over there.
We'll take it gladly. We'll take it gladly.
But yeah, y'all ain't cooking.
No, no, last year did we cook? We didn't get the turkey last year. Cause we was just a little late. So we missed like the last turkey. But we're not gonna be late this year.
Yeah. No.
We're gonna get the turkey and probably let her dad fry.
Nobody tell me offline because I wanna know. I wanna get a free turkey. Yeah.
They're gonna check your ID and make sure you stay in the area though.
They really do that?
Yeah, they check your ID.
It say Dallas.
That's
I'm
fine.
In Dallas County.
But
your ID, your license says Lancaster, Texas?
Yes, it does.
That's so stupid. Yes, it does. If y'all gonna get a turkey away, okay? To whoever is there. Okay.
You don't need a turkey because you're gonna round one up. You're gonna strangle his neck.
And I'm gonna slice
gobble,
it.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
Yeah.
Strangle. Show you who the real strangler is. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Because I was like, they tripping. So with, you know, Thanksgiving Day, there comes Black Friday, which is no sales whatsoever. But I used to work in retail. So do you have any horror stories about Black Friday?
I mean, what wasn't really a horror story. It was just it would cut my holiday short, man.
Absolutely.
Because I would have to. So I was still in school in Tyler, and I worked at Finish Line.
Yeah.
And I would go home for like 2 hours, eat, take a nap, and then get back in the car and drive. So I go to Finish Line and make them record breaking sales.
I used to hate doing that.
Your boy cashed in.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't like. I was like, but I mean, it got to the point where it was like this was the norm. Mm-hmm. But we didn't even have no sale. Like, people was coming in, and it was slow. It was like, bro, we didn't even have to be open.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. Ain't nobody even here. They came at the regular hours. I was like, why are we even doing this?
Yeah.
Nobody is here. Regular hour. Mm-mm. But I'll let you tell your story after this. But the one thing I do hate the most about after retail, people rummaging through everything, trying to find a sale when you're like, hey, either the sale rack is over here, or hey, the rest of this is not on sale. So having a pile of clothes this high that we have to fold and put back before we can leave.
Yeah.
Thank you, retail.
That's horrible. Thank you.
Yeah. Giving me the gift of humility. Okay. Very humbling.
Oh, my gosh. I would say one of mine is obviously, you know, at Michael Kors. I was the, I worked the line. So I kept everybody straight. Okay. Move up. Go forward. Go here. Go up. There. Y'all talking over there. Come on. Come on now. Come on. And so I used to do that. And so same thing. Go home. Eat. Got to come back. La, 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 la. And I think like that's when like Black Friday was popping because we used to have a line. Okay. We had beef with Bath and Body Works. They were right next door to us, and so their line would merge into our line, and they would come over and they would complain to us, Jonathan. It'd be so crazy, and it's like, come on, y'all. Michael Kors is a hot thing right now. It's just a line, but they just make a big deal out of it. And yeah, I was a line girl every year. I would do the line, or when retail start getting the iPhone or iPod and doing the what is, I don't even know what it's called.
The raffle? Like the
not
raffle?
The raffle. Checkout. But like checkout, but like on the device.
Mobile.
So I could go anywhere. So if you were in line, if you were paying with a card, I could check you out and, you know, get you out of line as quick as possible. But
yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good. Check them out. We got a box purse. Bring it out to this lady right here in the pink jacket.
Yeah, I mean, run it. Okay, I used to be in there with my boots and my dress ready. Okay,
my God.
Let's get
with
it.
Boots. Working them kind of hours. Did you have insoles?
Well, you have to because one.
You do.
Michael Kors is considered, you know, luxury brand, so you have to look like you're. You have to look like you there all the time. Like, look like you don't leave the store. So you have to be in the proper wardrobe, and you got to have the proper shoes on. I mean, you know, yeah, we didn't have to wear heels that day, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Working luxury was not it, because I worked in Kohl's too. I mean, not Kohl's. Wait a minute.
I was like, Kohl's is not luxury.
No, not Kohl's. Hey, I like some good Kohl's cash. But yeah, I worked in Coach, and man,
Oh yeah.
oh my goodness, I have to go through the little feather duster, and we'd have to wear a white shirt with the little
Yeah.
blue, little thin sweater that keep nobody warm.
Yeah. Working luxury
Yikes.
retail is not for the weak because it's like you got the clientele, you have to call these people, you got to do all this, you got to come in, you got to take pictures, you got to
Yes.
do that. I'm like, I don't want to do this. If you want the
Yes.
bag or you don't. Okay. And I think
Man.
that's why I do not work in retail anymore.
But I mean, one thing I will say though, it gave me some good experiences. Got to meet Dez Bryant, got to meet Pudge Rodriguez, got to meet some other actors and some other athletes. That was when I was at True Religion though, but it was cool. It was a cool
Cool.
experience.
Okay. All
Cool
right. Well, we're
experience.
coming up on our last 2 minutes here. Monday motivational. I mean, Monday motivation. You got something for the people, Jonathan? What you got?
Ooh, what I got for the people. At the end of the day, I mean, let it just be, like, identify what your commitment is. And when you get decided and when you get locked into that commitment, if it be for you, for your family, whoever it is, right? Do what you got to do to hold true to that commitment. Too often, Britt, we sway because our feelings shift, because the mood shifts, the emotions shift. Nah, we don't got time for that. You committed to doing this thing for the family, for the people, for yourself. Get it done, man. And I'm going through and learning that right now. Okay?
And
Right now.
I'll tag on that because the message yesterday, Pastor Jonathan was about grasshoppers. Did you? Yeah, okay. Grasshoppers. And so, just having negative people in your life saying you can't do this, that, and a third, and they are always projecting their negativity on you. Where it's like, you have these big dreams, you have these big ideas that you want to do, and most of the time you're not doing what you want to do because the people around you are saying, don't do that, oh, it could be easy if you did it this way. But the way the I mean, yeah, you go back and listen to the message, don't quote me, but Pastor Jonathan was saying that he was saying, some people see the opportunity as a challenge or something like that. But
That makes
the
sense.
cha yeah the opportunity as a challenge, where the challenge is the opportunity. And I was
That's a
like,
little bar
wow.
right there. That's a bar. Okay, Pastor Jonathan
yeah
Evans. That's a bar. I like it.
yeah
I
so
like it.
I liked that because I was like, that's true, because you see the challenge and you're like, I don't want to do this. Like, it's gonna be, how we were talking about early in the show, it's like you got all this stuff and it's like, okay, well, here you go. Whereas the challenge of doing the content, the challenge of doing the production company, that's your opportunity. And
There
so,
it
like,
is.
that's your opportunity. That's what you should be, going forth and continuing to do that. So, yeah, just
I
piggybacking
like it.
that off of you and saying, don't, and the people that are negative and they tell you, well, my opinion, my opinion, my opinion, those are the grasshoppers. Those are the grasshoppers. And then So,
Get them grasshoppers up out of there.
yes, exactly. Smash them. All right, go. All right. Y'all
Oh,
have a good
okay.
day. See y'all tomorrow for Teach Me Tuesday. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, everybody. If you have not hit that subscribe button, make sure you hit the subscribe button on our channel, which is Speaker Success Media. Hit that subscribe button, and it's going to be a happy Monday because you're going to get content from all over the place. Okay. But also, family, know we're live Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Standard to 7 a.m. Central Standard. All right. We're currently 1 minute after the hour, so we're going to get ready to get out of here. But family, please remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?